Baby, when y'all go grocery shopping next month, y'all need to be very careful. Because apparently, they done already done got started. Y'all know next month, a lot of people not going to get their food stamps.
It's pretty wild. Woman brags about using EBT and spending Illinois tax dollars. Says, not only am I mooching off her tax dollars, I'm also Polish. It's pretty wild. You know, I don't know what's going on here. A lot of people are literally just flexing their fraud and their EBT stuff. You know, when you think about EBT, when you think about food stamps, you think about somebody who actually needs it. Like somebody who's like hungry outside in the cold who actually needs food stamps and something to eat. Okay, that was where it used to be for. Now people are just getting EBT debit cards. Some people are selling their EBT debit cards. Some people are literally flexing. I mean, that woman is like super young. Why is she on EBT? You know, you got people literally flexing and making a lot of people upset on social media by showing off the amount of food stamps and EBT they got. You know, there's also a lot of people who don't work and are on Section 8 vouchers and food stamps. What in the world is going on? You kind of see why this current administration wants to put some checks and balances.
I'm watching as people all over the interwebs are freaking out because their EBT benefits have been cut back. Here's the thing. I was a young single mom. I was a single mom for a really long time. I had state's assistance for a long time. I was going to school, but I always worked. And I'm seeing these moms and parents saying, but I have six kids by four different dads. I can't work. Bull. You can work, because if the state is subsidizing your food, your health care, and whatever else, guess what they also take care of? Daycare and after school care. You can work. I always worked, and I have not been on state assistance for years. I went to school. I bettered myself. The benefits are for you to better yourself, not so that you can keep having children forever and never work. It's not going to work like that anymore, I don't think, and I don't think that's a bad thing. What do you guys think?
Y'all ain't hearing me. They cut my food stamps. I ain't paying for none of this shit. I got babies at home that gotta eat. You think I'm just gonna leave my cart here? Hell no. I ain't paying nothing. I'm walking out with it. Try and stop me.
You know what? I really hate to say this, but I hope they do dismantle the whole SNAP benefits program. Because a lot of y'all are lazy. Like, let's just really face it. This program has been around for years, okay? Years. And a lot of y'all still have not learned. Y'all are lazy. You don't either want to get up and go to work, or you don't want to find you a better job because you're comfortable in what you're doing. You don't want to do too much, but you're expecting to get paid a lot of money to do nothing. Get up and get a job or go get a better job. It is not the government's responsibility to feed you. This is the type of BS that I've been seeing on my timeline, and it is very frustrating, okay? What a lot of people fail to understand and realize that 80% of people that are on the SNAP benefit program work. And the reason that they are on the program is because life is expensive. Groceries are expensive. Rent or mortgages are expensive. Living is expensive. So for those who are complaining about others who are frustrated about this shutdown regarding the SNAP benefits program, you really need to wake up and stop judging. Not everyone is lazy. Not everyone is sitting on their couch not doing anything. Life is expensive. There are folks out here who make $100K a year or make $75K a year and are still struggling. There are families who have the father around, because I know that's a thing too. You got all these kids. You shouldn't be having all these kids with these men. Yeah, there are families who have all parents and all parties involved and are still struggling. So before you open up your mouth and judge, make sure you're not next.
So everyone, I want to remind everyone, the food stamps that you're not going to get in November because of the government shutdown, very specifically, and especially since it's around the time of Thanksgiving, they are doing this to break you. You know it. And yes, a government shutdown, if it goes long enough, will delay and or stop your SSI and Medicaid benefits, okay? If a government goes long enough, those programs will collapse. I'm going to put some numbers into you guys' head in a second, but think about it. Funding is not infinite, and if the government is not running and they're furloughing all these workers, where the hell do you think you're going to get your money from for your SSI? I'll wait. My personal situation, and one of the biggest reasons that I need your help, is because two people here in Arizona, the poverty line is $21,150. Do you think I make that much on SSI? I make around $16,000 something a year. I'm not going to tell you. And that means that I'm around $4,600 under the poverty line as a single mom living in a one-bedroom apartment. I humbly ask for your help. I have been needing it already. And I need to leave the United States. This one isn't a joke. It's not a game. It's all over my page. I have proof on my page of my Social Security. I have proof on my page of the abuse from my sister. She trafficked me and things like that. I don't really want to say all of that stuff. It's already on my page somewhere. It's a dark, like, this. I have the lights off is what I'm saying. But with that said, go watch it. And then one thing I want to remind everyone of, here, I'm going to turn this direction here real quick. You've already heard this. Everybody already knows this. I'm not saying anything you don't already freaking know. But this is just the first phases of the 1933. This is the first phases of whatever portion they were on. We don't know. I don't know exactly where they're at in their little game. But let me read this to you real quick. This is what you've heard before. But first, they came for the socialist, and I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionist, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. Martin Niemöller, 1892 to 1984. Another fun fact. I've been telling people that MAGA sabotages your page. I now have proof. Right there. Regulators mount up. This is why I'm not at 10,000. There's a bunch of more comments that I deleted. I did take pictures, but you know what? We just don't need them. The ringleaders right the hell here. And this is about the National Guard being deployed to Portland. It's a big deal. These people have organized hate, everyone. I am really ashamed to say, MAGA's more organized than us. If we really want to stop this regime, we're going to have to pull together. And if we're letting our own citizens go hungry when we put out a video for help, we're fucked. We are fucked. Our disabled are going to die. Our elderly are going to die. So with that said, what are you going to do? Because I'm not the only one. Link in bio. Help me out, please. I have a 14-year-old son to take care of. Not just myself. With that said, once again, keep an eye on your elderly. Keep an eye on your disabled. We're just one of the first few in the list. Not the first. They came for our illegals first. You're next. If you're not, then you're after that. MAGA's on the list too. They just don't know the plot twist yet. Oh, one more thing. The government workers aren't getting paid either. It's not going to work forever. So, with that said, I would love for me to be wrong and for you to be right, people who were arguing with me. But I'm not, and I'm sorry. It's a bitch to know what's going on, and it's even worse to find out last second. This isn't last second. Everyone could help. I have enough followers. Everyone donated $5, $10. You guys could help me get out of the United States too. So please pass this around. And no, I'm not the only one. But I need you. Thank you, my queens, and everyone who's been here the whole time. I appreciate you. Get the word out. Have a beautiful day, best of your ability.
My kids have not eaten 5 days. It is the taxpayer's responsibility to take care of my kids.
They turned off EBT since the shutdown. I can't use EBT in November. I got 7 kids with 7 daddies. Who's supposed to feed them? Them men ain't paying for nothing.
They cut my motherfucking food stamps to $85 from $738. How the fuck that's supposed to support a household of three?
My EBT does not pay for anything sweet anymore.
What the fuck you mean? Who ain't getting that goddamn food stamps to goddamn November?
Welcome to the real world.
So now, if you're on food stamps and you don't have a regular job, they are now forcing you to do community service hours, at least 15 hours a week, or you lose your food stamps. I have been on food stamps for 13 years, okay? I get the maximum, $4,300 a month, okay? I have 6 kids, 4 baby daddies. None of my baby daddies actually help with their kids, so I have to get help from the government, from the taxpayers, okay? From you guys, okay? I can't go out and get a regular job. I have 6 kids, like I just said, okay? And I'm doing this by myself. I can't go out and get a regular job. So now you expect me to go work for free? Because that's what violent community service is. You're working for free. If I won't go out and get a real job, work for cash, why would you think I would work for free 15 hours? I don't have the time. So now I'm at risk of losing my food stamps because of this new rule. Can somebody explain this to me? Because it makes no sense.
Y'all, straight up like this, I just got that text that the link is definitely cut the fuck off for November. Y'all better stay the fuck out of my way in these stores. I'm walking out with carts and I'm not paying for shit. Trump, if you won't, motherfuckers start looting, oh, it's gonna happen. Before my kids go broke as bitch like Jock, I'm gonna be stealing like it ain't no tomorrow. I am going to go in that store, get everything I get regularly. I'm going to bag my shit up, swipe my link card. As soon as that bitch say, ain't no pendant balance on there, I'm going to walk the fuck out. And I'm going to have one of my cousins with me that'll punch your ass so hard, you're going to think a Jet 2 holiday hit your bitch ass.
Well, let me say something, hon. You're going to jail. Not only are you going to jail now for stealing something, most likely is going to be over $500. So now you have a felony. But also, now you're threatening to put your hands on someone who is just doing their job. Right? So you'll be going to jail. Your children will probably be given to the state so they won't have to worry about eating. If you want to play silly games, silly things happen. Stealing is okay as long as you're getting food for your children, right? Anybody who has this mindset is what's wrong with our community. It is not okay to steal. It is not okay to put your hands on someone who is doing their job. So you're going to jail, and anyone else who thinks like this and does this is going to jail. There are people who are out here who are worse than you or in a worse predicament, and they're choosing to handle it a different way, going to food banks, using whatever resources that they can. Just $75 can get you along as long as you're not buying the snacks. You're not buying the extra drinks. You're not buying this and that and that. If everything was to be cut off as of today, right? Let's just say they say, hey, look, we're never bringing back food stamps. What are you going to do? Are you just going to steal and go to jail, get your children taken away from you, put your children in the system? What would you do? If this was a third world country, what would you do? The mentality of I'm going to steal, rob, and beat up anybody who gets in my way is ridiculous. It should be simple as, okay, well, hey, look, there's a down moment. We're going to have to sacrifice the chips and the drinks and the eyelashes, the nails. We're going to have to sacrifice some things because it's a hard moment. Right? We're not going to be able to do what we want and everything like that so that we can have food, so that my kids can have food. Peanut butter and jellies, noodles, whatever the case may be to get us by this moment, because the government will open back up. But you think that a temporary moment means you need to do the drastics. You're willing to loot, steal, and beat up anybody who gets in your way. That is not okay. And that's not something you should stand for. At the end of the day, government assistance, not government entitlement. You are not entitled to what you were given. For you to even say you would put your children in a worser predicament by you going to jail for something that's temporary? Go to a food bank. Go get the resources that you can. But stealing and hurting someone else's child is not going to put you in a better predicament. If you don't have the money now to take care of your children and to feed your family, you won't have the money for the bills to pay for your lawyers that you're going to need if you put your hands or steal from a company, especially Walmart. Let's be real. So anything over $500, and I'm assuming you're in Illinois, right? Because you said link card, right? So anything over $500 is a felony. So not only will you get a felony, but if you put your hands on someone's child, you will get battery, most likely. Aggravated assault, whatever the case may be. But that's not putting you and your children in a better predicament. And everybody who's in her comments saying, yeah, I'm going to do that too. Yeah, we looting, we stealing. We need to do this. Everybody on this app saying, yeah, they want us to loot. Trump wants this. No.
I don't have food stamps anymore. They cut me off. So I only had $22 left in food stamps. So this is what I stole. Okay. They wanted $9 for this. I said, I don't got $9. Then they wanted $2 for this. They wanted, sorry, it's all fucked up. It's been in my purse. $7 for this. I'm making some stuffed salmon today. These are needed. I'm not paying $7 for that. Okay. Let me show you the most important thing to me. Short ribs. Take off the label so that you don't beep. Get your fucking meat. How many do you think that I got? How many short ribs is that? And can I be real? More of y'all bitch ass niggas should have started taking shit from the motherfucking corporations a long time ago. Y'all just didn't have that shit in your motherfucking bones. Get out there and get in the motherfucking field like I told you. Everything out here is yours. Whether or not you take it, they call that shit free will. I call that shit eminent domain. You know what I'm saying? One thing I learned from the white men, take it! I don't give a fuck who's already sitting there. I don't give a fuck if your land was already established. Bitch, it's mine now and I want it. That is what we should be preaching in the lands to the fucking masses. Act more like a white man.
Y'all, I got a bonnet on my moo-moo, but don't mind me. But it's crazy how they taking food stamps away because of a fucking protest. Like, it's really irritating because it's like, how family gonna eat? How people gonna eat? How they gonna be able to cook for Thanksgiving? How shit gonna happen? And it's just crazy. And y'all don't know me too much, but I'm Maya. And I'm just starting my, my TikTok, and I'm just starting to post stuff. And I just really wanted to say that, like, y'all taking food stamps away, not even from just me, but from families that has kids, from people that needs to eat, like, it's homeless people that probably got food stamps that eat from that. Like, you just never know. And it's crazy how they want to take that away. Like, people doing the protest because they don't want Donald Trump in the office. But Donald Trump is trying to help us get our food stamps back. But people don't realize that. And it's like, you got to do your research. It's like, rent going up high, food stamps getting taken away. Then y'all going to be mad when people going and stealing out of stores. It's just really a lot. Like, I really hope y'all push my video through so people can see this. Like, I'm really hoping that they bring food stuff back. Like I said, not just for me, but for everybody, because that's really messed up. Like, people need to eat. People have to eat. So all I'm saying is to anybody that sees this video and anybody, if they go around and they start stealing out the store, don't even stop them. Don't have no police trying to stop them. Y'all know the reason on why people trying to steal. Because we have no food stamps. Y'all literally taking away people's food stamps on Saturday. And that's, November 1st? I'm correct. I'm not sure. But y'all really doing this, and that's really messed up. Because people really need food stamps. So if y'all could
on here real quick and just encourage everybody, I want to remind those that are feeling down, that are worried about how they're going to eat, how their families are going to eat, what's going to happen in light of these food stamps being cut off. I want to let you know that God said if he can feed the birds in the sky, then understand me plainly, he got you. You let tomorrow deal with tomorrow. I promise you, if he can take 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread and feed 5,000, he can feed a nation without food stamps. It's already done. You just keep praying. You keep the faith. You keep your eyes on God. And I promise you, you will sustain. Because it's people like me. It's people like Keith Lee. It's people like Monster Mari. It is people on this app that are trying to make sure that the people in their communities.
Let's talk about it. It's comments like this makes me feel like people want people not to eat and have food. The comment reads, good, down with EBT. That's wonderful that you would comment that, but let's speak about it. I just hope that you never need any type of assistance and that your family never needs any type of assistance or that they're not on assistance. These are the type of comments that made me feel like these type of people will ride by somebody who's homeless and say, oh, they want to be homeless for any type of reason, or I'm not giving them anything because they choose to be homeless, not knowing the situation or their story. EBT helps feed the children. What about the children? I'm baffled because I just know it's somebody in your family who gets EBT. Y'all want people to be hungry. Y'all want them to starve. Philippians 4 verse 19 says, and God will meet all your needs according to his riches and glory. So God made a promise and he will keep it, okay?
I see a lot of people freaking out right now. And while Aaron and Harry are usually very good at making sure we have reliable resources, I personally haven't seen anywhere that specifies specifically that SNAP will be impacted by the federal assistance being paused. We don't even know if that's necessarily legal for them to do, especially with people having children and being disabled and unable to work. We can't just stop them from being able to eat for up to 3 months. Of course, though, it was explained in Project 2025 that they did want to get rid of these assistance programs, so there's no way of really knowing for sure. I would not put it past Trump to pass this through and really impact people's lives in this way and so quickly. But for right now, I think we just need to wait and see, and hopefully everyone is properly taken care of. Hopefully today we will get solid confirmation on which programs will be impacted so people can plan accordingly.
So food stamps got cut, and I'm going down the TikTok rabbit hole and seeing that there's a lot of people up in arms that are very angry, and rightfully so. You know, you got kids to feed, a family to feed, yourself. You know, I would probably be upset if I was in that position too. I do get a little annoyed when people start using like the Bible to try to make points like Jesus love thy neighbor and have compassion and all those things, and you can definitely do those things. But there's a quote in the Bible as well that comes from the Apostle Paul, who says, if you don't work, you don't eat, referring to the villagers that didn't want to contribute. You know, so that's the message of the day. If you don't work, you don't eat. I mean, there's plenty of people that genuinely need assistance, and there's like food banks and shelters and soup kitchens that help people that genuinely need that assistance. But I mean, if you're gonna refer to the Bible, there's a lot of stuff in there that may negate your point. Shit, somebody might even refute this after I post it. But that's the message of the day. If you don't work, you don't eat. And this has been going on for a little bit now. You should have saw this coming. And good luck to you. I have all the compassion in the world. Love thy neighbor and all that, for sure. But if you don't work, you don't eat.
Benefits are finally being released, starting with New Mexico. Thank God. There is an emergency fund in New Mexico for $30 million, and they will release funds the first 10 days of November. People who normally receive SNAP will receive about 30% of what they are used to. I know it's not everything, guys, but it is a start. We're going to have to make food stretch this month. We are all in this together. I hope everyone in New Mexico gets their food and other states follow. Make sure you guys follow me. I'm going to keep you updated on what states are getting funding and when. And if your state is not, I am coming to some states personally and delivering groceries. I love you guys so much. Be blessed. Bye.
Look how empty the grocery store is on the first of the month, y'all. Like, it's so empty in this bitch. For the bitch to be the first of the month, this is sad, y'all. This is what he's trying to do. He's trying to make it so people go hungry. Look, there ain't nobody in this damn store, y'all. That's a damn thing. See, we got all this food, and we didn't steal anything. So that means if you can come together with your community and budget your money,
you'll still be able to provide for your family. Don't give them what they want. You give them what they want, they're going to deploy martial law. Come together, use your resources, and take care of the community. That's what it means to be a real American. That is how you take care of your country. Thank you.
No more EBT. So all these kids are going to be going hungry. The elderly that has to depend on those nutrition drinks like the insurance and stuff like that because they probably have some sort of disease like cancer or some sort of illness in that. They're probably going to lose their life because they can't afford their insurance. The little $15 they get a month for food stamps, they can't even get that and buy their insurance. So, but yeah, let's just laugh about it. Let's just laugh about people starving to death. You know, because that's funny, because we're worried about what goes on in someone else's household instead of worrying about our own. Y'all should be ashamed.
I don't know about y'all, but I'm cool with this no EBT shit. I don't qualify no way. But you got women on here acting like with no EBT, their whole life is gonna go to shit. Is that true? If that's the case, shut it down, Donnie T. Yeah, shut this whole shit down. I'm ready to find me a fine shit anyway and move to the forest. Build us a tree house. And live like Tarzan and Jane. The women on here acting like this shit like a family tradition. Like shit done been passed down for generations. My mom had it. Her mom had it. And her mom had it. So I gotta have it. Girl, you literally got women saying that they're gonna go in the store and steal if they have to, if they don't get their food stamps. This shit is turning women into criminals. For cereal. I don't qualify. Meanwhile, you getting 10 bands in food stamps because you got 8 kids. Shit ain't fair. It's time we start living off the earth again. Tarkeisha.
If the government don't get that budget together, nobody is getting EBT for the month of November, December, January, and so on and so on. So ain't going to be no Doritos, no Ho-Hos. Y'all not going to be having no crab balls. Y'all ain't gonna be having none of that. Y'all gonna be go back take it old school. Hot dogs and beans. That's it. Tuna fish. Put it on some bread. That's about it. Bread with some sugar sandwiches. Yep. If y'all need some recipes for some struggle meals, I'ma tag the person y'all can hit up below.
No, you can tap the blue. Anywhere on the blue, you tap and start
scanning. Oh no, my EBT card not working.
Uh-oh.
Oh no. It's not working.
Ma'am, stop.
They can't just take my food away. We got kids. EBT's gone. What are we supposed to do? Starve? Don't be surprised when we start taking it. People gotta eat.
I have never seen the store so empty. This food stamp shit is real, you guys. Like, what? Where are the people? Where are they?